Welcome back to Travel Theory. I'm your host, Olivia Williams, and today I'm here with travel expert Elle Parker.
Hi.
Elle is here to tell us a little bit about Pompeii, the tourist spot in Italy. Elle, can you give us some background on Pompeii?
Sure. Pompeii is a city in Italy. In around 79 AD, the eruption of Mount Vesuvius covered the entire place with volcanic ash, including all the living inhabitants there who couldn't escape. The ash froze everything, so if you go to Pompeii, you can actually see the once living animals and people frozen in their dying positions.
Wow.
Yeah, and also the fact that there's a whole song dedicated to it.
Alright, Elle, I'm going to ask you a few questions about Pompeii. How to get there and more. You think you got it?
I got it.
Okay, how long would you say it takes to get there from Rome?
I think it would be around 3 hours, maybe less, driving distance. A train would take you there in an hour, maybe more.
Cool. What do you think would be the better route?
The train would definitely be better for speed and time, but with driving, you can look around more since it's Italy, which means it's a really great place to sightsee.
Do you know the cost of train tickets by any chance?
It's 44 euros, if I'm not mistaken, which is around $50.
Do you know some places travelers should stay once they get there?
Definitely. A few great places to stay would be the 4.4-starred Hotel Forum.
Oh.
Yeah. The food there is excellent and it's $133 per night. Another great place is Hotel Diana Pompeii. It's $52 per night, it has 3 stars, and it's pretty great. Some really awesome 5-star hotels in Pompeii are Pompeii Central, which is $49 a night, and Pompeii Place B&B, which is $51 a night.
That's a lot of information. You did your research. Can you tell us a little bit about what might be some good places to eat?
Oh yeah, I recommend going to La Bettola del Gusto. It has a very quaint atmosphere, great wine, and a rating of 4.5 stars. Capona Pompeii Restaurant, which has a 4.3 rating, I think, is amazing too. It has both vegetarian and non-vegetarian platters.
Excellent! What about some tourist hotspots, places to visit?
So many. People absolutely have to go to the Forum. It's the principal square of the town. The theaters have to be seen at least once. They're huge and were built thousands of years ago, but are still surviving. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
The top seats give an amazing view of the city and Vesuvius. Speaking of Vesuvius, it should be visited too. The amphitheater is one of the theaters and it's packed with history. It's also extremely popular. The Villa of Mysteries is another great place to go to. And of course, you've got to walk around the frozen people. That's what Pompeii is known for. And there are a lot of museums to visit too.
What about the people there?
They're really great. They're so helpful, and you can meet a lot of other tourists there too. There are a lot of people who give tours, so you can have that, or you can have your own fun time going to places at your own pace. You can kind of pick up on the Italian being spoken there too. A few phrases can, and in my opinion, should be learned, since it can really help with directions and telling people that you don't actually know how to speak Italian.
That's good to know.
Yep.
Elle, can you tell us some foods that have to be tried out while in Pompeii?
Oh, definitely the lasagna, and the pasta is amazing.
Awesome. That concludes most of what we needed to know.
Cool.
Excellent. That also concludes today's episode. Thank you for coming, Elle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening. I'm Olivia Williams, and this is Travel Theory. See you next week when we have Robin Bustani coming over to talk about Gaul.